Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Useful language, conversations and communicative strategies, second part. This is the second episode of a series of three with useful language for language functions such as agreeing or not knowing what to say or showing you follow and making comments to accompany the person who is speaking or inviting people to speak. Let me start with the last one. Remember to repeat the sentences the second time I say them. Inviting people to speak. So, what do you think? So, what do you think? Do you like that? Do you like that? Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that? Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you all right? Are you all right? Would you like to say something? Would you like to say something? When we include something in a question, it is polite. Because if we say, would you like to say anything? We are more neutral. We are less inviting. So if we want to be more inviting, we should say, would you like to say something? We're running out of time and Juan hasn't had the chance to speak yet. We're running out of time and Juan hasn't had the chance to speak yet. Listen to Mary, please. Listen to Mary, please. Are you following? Are you following? Would you like something to drink? Would you like something to drink? I don't know why I included this sentence. Sorry. What's wrong? What's wrong? Anything wrong? Anything wrong? Hey, we are not allowing Maria to speak. Come on. Hey, we're not allowing Maria to speak. Come on. Did you ever have this experience? Did you ever have this experience? Did you ever go through something similar? Did you ever go through something similar? What do you mean? What do you mean? What sort of thing? What sort of thing? What does that involve? What does that involve? I suppose you're experts on this one. Why do you say that? Why do you say that? What do you think? What do you think? How come? How come? How come is very common, and we use it instead of why. It's like saying, ¿y cómo es eso? ¿Y eso? How come? Agreeing. I agree. I agree. I entirely agree. I entirely agree. I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree on that. I absolutely agree on that. Definitely. Definitely. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I think you're right. I think you're right. I think that's a really good point. I think that's a really good point. Sure, sure. That's a good point. That's a good point. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yes, that sounds sensible. Yes, that sounds sensible. Remember that sensible is not sensible. Sensible means sensato, que tiene sentido. I really liked what you said about... I really liked what you said about... I definitely agree on that. I'd definitely agree on that. I definitely agree on that. I suppose you're right. I suppose you're right. I wouldn't argue with you on that. I wouldn't argue with you on that. That's saying the opposite. That's precisely my point. That's precisely my point. That's exactly my point. That's exactly my point. Let me add a sentence which we practice lots in class, which is, I don't quite agree with what you said about. I don't quite agree with what you said about. I don't quite agree, okay? So in this way we can avoid saying, I don't agree. I don't quite agree with the part about or with what you said about, okay? Then sharing similar experiences, some comments for this. Yes, that happened to me too. Yes, that happened to me too. Something similar happened to me once. Something similar happened to me once. I remember doing that too. I remember doing that too. I remember that. I remember that. Negotiating consensus. Well, something important before you run out of time, if you have to do a dialogue in a limited amount of time, is that you remember to give your dialogue an ending. Towards the end of the dialogue, you should try to clarify the situation, what points you agreed on, and even recapitulate if there are any responsibilities that have been sorted out or whatever. Negotiating consensus. Can we agree on that? Can we agree on that? So we seem to agree on that point, right? So we seem to agree on that point, right? So we seem to agree on that point, don't we? So we seem to agree on that point, don't we? At least we can agree on this point, right? At least we can agree on this point, right? At least we can agree on this point, can't we? At least we can agree on this point, can't we? Could we please agree on that? Could we please agree on that? Can we reach an agreement now? Can we reach an agreement now? Okay, then we have a situation which we call sitting on the fence, which is when you are undecided. Or when you don't want to state your position. So these are some sentences to do that. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. No idea. No idea. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. To be honest, I don't really know. To be honest, I don't really know. It's a difficult issue. It's a difficult issue. It's a difficult question. It's a difficult question. It's a difficult topic. It's a difficult topic. That issue is very sensitive. That issue is very sensitive. That's a sensitive issue. That's a sensitive issue. Well, it depends, doesn't it? On the one hand, blah blah blah, on the other, blah blah blah. Well, it depends, doesn't it? It's hard to say. It's hard to say. I've got mixed feelings about that. And this is a very useful sentence. When we say, I've got mixed feelings about that. I've got mixed feelings about that. It means that you don't know how to make up your mind on something. You can see something good and something bad, or, you know, every side of the argument. So, I've got mixed feelings about that. I've got mixed feelings about that. Well, on the one hand, blah blah blah, and on the other, blah blah blah. Well, on the one hand, on the other, I can see both sides. I can see both sides. And then, of course, if you're desperate, You can just say, I'm afraid I need to go now. I'm afraid I need to go now. Or, I've got a phone call, sorry. I've got a phone call, sorry. And then the last part is making comments to show your following. This is very important. You don't need to be in your turn to speak in order to utter some kind of human language to show that you are following. You know, we need to accompany people as they tell us their things, okay? I see. I know. Sure. Great. Okay then. How come? How come you know? How come you went? What for? Why is that? Really? Is it? Is it so? Was it so? Why is that? Why was that? What for? Who with? Where to? That's amazing. That's annoying. That's surprising. Oh yes, that's really annoying. That really makes me angry. That's outrageous. Are you kidding? Oh yeah, I love that. Oh yeah, I hate that. Oh, honestly, you're making me nervous. Is that for real? I can't believe it. For real. Not again. Please shut up. Not quite. I don't see your point. That's all for today. In part 3, we will read useful language so that you can defend a position and disagree and challenge a position, and some useful language for problem solving and reaching agreements and moving on and recapitulating, which is a very important part to finish up your dialogues. Have a nice day.